Toronto, the wind was howling, and the rain was heavy at times, but that didn't dampen the spirits of the thousands who lined Bloor and Yonge streets for an energetic St. Patrick's Parade on Sunday. A yearly tradition in Toronto since 1988, the parade celebrated Irish-Canadian culture as seas of green, white and orange flooded the downtown core. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Roughly 4,000 participants and 100 entries, including 75 floats, made their presence known this afternoon. Marching bands, dancers and costumed performers brought plenty of Irish-themed entertainment and music, while city officials, union groups and emergency service crews joined in the fun. Celebrated on March 17 every year, St. Patrick's Day is a religious and cultural holiday that commemorates St. Patrick, the patron saint of Ireland. Millions around the world recognize the day by celebrating Irish culture and heritage. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Although Environment Canada was calling for thunderstorms, localized flooding and wind gusts of up to 80 km per hour throughout the day, organizers said the parade was going to take place regardless. The procession began shortly after 12 p.m. at Bloor Street West and St. George Street and concluded at Sankofa Square, formerly Yonge Dundas Square. Viewing times for the parade lasted just over an hour. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Sean Ruddy, the St. Patrick's Parade chair, told Toronto Today the event is a personal one for him as his father, an Irishman who immigrated to Canada nearly 80 years ago, worked hard to provide his family with a good life. He was a big part of the Irish community in his own way here, Ruddy said. So, I'm trying to keep that going. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. According to Stats Canada, more than 226,000 people living in Toronto are of Irish heritage, as of 2021, representing 8.2% of the city's population. There's a lot of Irish culture and a lot of history here in this city, so we celebrate that, Ruddy said. It's important we put our best foot forward and show that we're still here and that we're not going anywhere. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. Among Sunday's attendees included Max, who was joined by his wife and son. The family hadn't been to a St. Patrick's parade until today, and they had no regrets. We had a lot of fun, he told Toronto Today. I didn't realize the Irish had so many connections here in the city and all of the wards. It's an experience you for sure have to do while you're in Toronto. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today. The Toronto Professional Firefighters Association collected cash and canned goods along today's route in support of the Daily Bread Food Bank. Organized by the St. Patrick's Parade Society, the parade is one of several Irish events the not-for-profit organizes throughout the year. The group is also responsible for facilitating the Grand Marshal Ball, the St. Patrick's Parade Lunch in Celtic Island. Street. Patrick's Parade in downtown Toronto on March 16, 2025. Alex Flood, Toronto Today.